person you are. Is there anybody you want to acknowledge?
I want to acknowledge people listening can't see, but my mother and my stepfather in the other room. I want to acknowledge them for making me the person that I am and bringing me up. At home, my grandparents, my grandfather, and my grandmother. And I want to give a shout out to Miss Selka, who's also not with us, but she is my entrepreneurship educator. And she was the person that enabled me to get this far in a competition, making store runs and making sure that my product was in check.
And I want to be sure you know that Jarrell Sims is a Pittsburgh Public Schools student. You mentioned SciTech,
yes.
But this being your first year at Pittsburgh Westinghouse, we know Pittsburgh Westinghouse quite well. I hope as you're listening that you will learn more. They may not have the entrepreneurial skill that Jarrell just said, but there are lots of fine young men and women at Pittsburgh Westinghouse doing incredible things. Did you have to have Steve Silvis as a teacher yet, Mr. Silvis?
No, I haven't had him.
He's a history teacher there who we really enjoy working with, and a few other folks too. I just thought I'd drop his name for fun. We've had a lot of field trips with him. Is there anything that you would like to mention, Emily, that we haven't talked about?
Yeah, just that, you know, the whole point of the BUILD program is to enable our students with transferable skills. We call them spark skills that they can use in any industry. So the fact that Jarrell has multiple interests and ideas for his career does not surprise me, because it's also about, you know, being versatile and just being able to problem solve and have that kind of grit and resilience no matter what field you go into. And honestly, I think, you know, having those diverse interests could also lend itself to entrepreneurship. So, you know, we really focus on post-secondary success in any form. So, you know, again, I'm not surprised that Jarrell and his partner won the competition, and I'm sure that there are other great things in both of their futures.
Thank you.
I have no right to be proud. You did this on your own. I'm proud that we're able to have you here.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you'll keep in touch. If nobody's told you already, there are a lot of media programs here. They're all free. We'd love to have you take part in them, especially when you mention your creative side. Or who knows, maybe we can help you. I doubt you'll need our help, but maybe we can help you come up with a way to present your invention to others. Thank you both. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have brothers and sisters that are not on my side. I've came up always. It's just been me and my mom and my stepfather when I came up.
Well, they've got to be really proud of you. I was going to say, if you have any brothers or sisters, I want to meet them if they have your DNA. you're an incredibly You've got an incredible life ahead of you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Jarrell Sims. Oh, is there a place anybody – there is a place where you can at least see a photo, right, of the invention, because I was looking online of the ceremonies.
Yeah, so if you go to build.org under news, we do have a blog post recapping the whole event. And, yeah, as we also get updates on Jarrell and Jaden's work, we can also post that there.
And if you happen to be listening and if you said, thought to yourself, this is really neat, I have an idea for what Jarrell could do next, you can write to us and I'll make sure that we get that message to Jarrell, if that makes sense for you. That's probably the easiest way to do it. Thank you for being with us.
And thank you for having me.
You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, MountainStreamsRadio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and tune in Simple Radio, Streama, Aha, Radio Garden, and other online listening services, including our own SLB Radio. www.owl.org.
I woke up in love this morning. I woke up in love this morning. I went to sleep with you on my mind. I woke up in love this morning. I woke up in love this morning. I went to sleep with you on my mind. I woke up in love this morning. I woke up in love this morning. I went to sleep with you all night long. I woke up in love this morning. I woke up in love this morning. I went to sleep with you all night long.
Last night, I turned out the lights, lay down and thought about you. Well, I thought about the way that it could be. To the clock,
tick tock.
Now I'm wondering what I'm doing alone without you. So I close my eyes and bring you here to me. Whoa.
I woke up in love this morning. I woke up in love this morning. I went to sleep with you on my mind. I woke up in love this morning. I woke up in love this morning. I went to sleep with you on my mind.
Hello, girl. Yes, it's 5 o'clock. I know that you just kissed me. There's something that I got to let you know. Is it you?
Is it you?
This pillow that I'm hugging and I'm kissing. Come and warm my heart before I let you go. Oh.
I woke up in love this morning. I woke up in love this morning. I went to sleep with you on my mind. I woke up in love this morning. I woke up in love this morning. I went to sleep with you on my mind. I woke up in love this morning.
You know that
I woke up in love this morning. I went to sleep with you on my mind. I woke up in love this morning. I woke up in love this morning. I went to sleep with you on my mind.
Out there. You've got the Persuasions channeling the Partridge Family. That was their song. I woke up in love this morning, you might remember that song. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to have live music. And good morning to Jacques. Thank you. Or is it... might be Jackie. Forgive me. I might have your name incorrect. I'll reply to your message shortly. I'm glad you enjoyed that song you heard earlier. We do answer questions about music that you've heard, guests, and other activities. Don't ever hesitate to write to us. You can reach us at slb@slbradio.org or go to our website, slbradio.org, and you'll see a number of ways that you can get in touch with us. Thank you. Well, we have a nice working jazz band here coming up. We'll talk about where you can hear them coming up. And I'm going to say it because I want to say it. There are not a lot of female-led jazz bands, and there are not a lot of women jazz guitarists. I know of, on like the big main stage of jazz, probably fewer than 100 maybe. And not that gender is what it's all about, but it's unique. A lot of people assume things, and I'm telling you that as you listen, because I want to be sure we give you an appropriate picture. We've got a trio here. We'll meet all of them, but let's begin with Myla Shadell and the Myla Shadell Trio. Thank you. Myla Shadell and the Myla Shadell Jazz Trio, Softly as the Morning Sunrise. What a great take on that song. We haven't had a chance to meet, and I'm so happy to meet you. Tell me a bit about yourself, where you're from, when you started playing, all that stuff.
Cool. I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much. It's nice to meet you, too. I started playing when I was about 10 years old, I think, so it's been about almost 15 years at this point. I'm originally from the South Hills. I grew up in Peters Township. I went to Duquesne University for school. And honestly, the only reason why I started playing guitar is, like, I saw my dad had a guitar, and I was like, man, that's a cool instrument.
Do you have a little Negri in you from Duquesne, maybe? A little Joe Negri?
I try. I try my best.
Was he still teaching there when you were there?
I think he actually finished up teaching right as I would have been studying with him. Yeah.
That's what I wasn't sure. I was sort of thinking when he stopped. You sound just terrific. How long have the three of you been playing together?
You know, it's been a couple years on and off. We all met each other at jam sessions around town. Yeah, a few years now, yeah.
What's nice to meet you. I'm going to introduce the rest of the band. I have a habit of interviewing basses when full basses are coming here, so if your bass has a name, we'll meet the bass too. It's part of his reward, the bass player. No, the bass's reward for having lugged himself down here today. Let's meet the percussionist today. Everybody sounded amazing. What's your name?
Sujin Park.
And how long have you played drums?
I would say about 10 years.
And do you play other genres or primarily jazz?
I mean, honestly, I would play anything if somebody asked me to play it. But jazz is my main genre, I would say. Yeah.
As I listen, and it's true with you, but it's true in any jazz group, to me at least, is I think it's kind of tricky to know how to be the drummer in a jazz band. It kind of matters as much what you don't play as what you do choose to play. Is that observation kind of, does that match what you think about, or what would you say about the art of being a jazz drummer?
I don't know. I'm still figuring it out, to be honest. As a drummer, I don't know why, but they tend to play more. I guess they want to show off and stuff, but it's more important to not to play and like choose what you want to play. And there's not enough time to think about it on site when you play in a jazz group. So yeah, that's hard part as a jazz drummer, I guess.
Yeah, well, what you're playing is beautiful, very understated, and the solo work you had was also great, all three of you. It's nice to meet you, and now we're going to go over and meet our bass player, who had an incredible solo in that last song. Tell me, this is Chris McGraw. Tell me about yourself.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us, and thank you, Myla, for having me. I grew up in southern West Virginia. I've been playing upright for about 11 years now and been trying to play the music for a little longer than that. I play bass full-time professionally in Pittsburgh. It's a dream come true.
That's wonderful to hear. What county in town in West Virginia?
I came from Raleigh County, Beckley, but Shady Spring, really.
Okay. We do have listeners in West Virginia, and it's good to know. Now, have you named your bass?
I have not named my bass. We have a strictly professional relationship.
Well, let me just ask the bass. Can I just talk to him for a minute? Good morning. How are you? I know it's early. That's right. You were told 11, but not a.m. or p.m. Is that it? I understand. So how do you like playing with Chris? Is it okay? Well, that sounds good. I like listening to him, too. And he mentioned a professional relationship. What does that entail? I can't believe it takes that many notes simply to say scale. Scale. All about scale. If you're just joining us, and I'm so happy that we've got Myla Shadell with us. We'll talk after the next song about some gigs coming up where you'll be able to see the three of them. What do you want to do next?
We're going to play a ballad entitled Man I Love.
Once again, here is Myla Shadell and the Myla Shadell Trio. Thank you. That's Myla Shadell and her trio. And I was poking around trying to get your gigs up. And I know you've got one coming up a week from today. I don't know if that's the next one, June 22nd at Golden Age Brewing.
Yeah, so it'll be the three of us, actually, right now, featuring Yoko Suzuki on the saxophone. We'll be playing next Saturday.
Excellent. And Golden Age Brewing, is that out, where is it? I think I know where it is.
It's in Homestead, right? Homestead.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. And then this one, the South Park Amphitheater opening for the Django All-Stars?
Yeah, so that'll be Sujin, myself, and Paul Thompson will be opening for the Django All-Stars at the South Park Amphitheater.
That should be a great event. You could have Chris and Paul both. They could do a little bass off or something.
Maybe. That'd be interesting.
No. Paul's a great guy. So those are the next two. But I know you guys are out a lot. City of Asylum, Con Alma, Manchester Craftsman's Guild. Not that anything is necessarily imminent, but how can people keep track of you and where you're playing?
So I think all three of us have social media. I know I usually update my Instagram and Facebook, for that matter, whenever I have gigs. I try to make like weekly or monthly posts, depending. And I'm sure these guys can say the same, post on their stories. Okay, well, maybe Chris isn't good about it. Hypothetically speaking, Chris does have an Instagram, and he should post.
If only he knew a bass player with an international following who started a YouTube channel from, we're talking about Paul Thompson, who Paul decided to come up. It's amazing what he's done, isn't it? We'll give Paul a little credit.
Oh, yeah. I am a student of Paul Thompson's. I took lessons from him for 3 years in college. And yeah, I mean, his channel is amazing. He deserves all of his stars. But the great thing about having the PD Bass channel now is that I get basically just a lot of the videos that he makes are taken from the lessons that he teaches his students. So I get to go back and hear my lessons again, which is helpful because I wasn't always paying enough attention, I think.
We're talking about really internationally renowned bassist Paul Thompson. And Paul teaches at a number of places locally, including Pittsburgh Kappa. We're blessed to have him in Pittsburgh. And he started a YouTube channel called PD Bass that really blew up. But he breaks down bass solos and noticeable parts from all genres of music in a really appealing way. So see, if he can do that, you can get an Instagram page.
I should at least be able to post my gigs, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm also not teaching at three places. You know, I've got time. I should be doing that. Yeah, tune in, see if I'll do it.
Thank you, Chris. We'll make sure Paul knows about this. I'm sure he's listening. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from Pittsburgh. And thank you for doing that. Myla Shadell is here. What would you like to do next?
We're going to play a tune that I wrote called Pap. I wrote it for my grandfather, who was actually a jazz musician too. So he was a big influence on me growing up.
And what is his name?
Bill Shadell.
Excellent. And here... I keep saying Shadell. Is it Shadell or Shadell?
It is Shadell.
Shadell. Well, thank you. It's good. I was given a little pronunciation guide here, and I think I would have done better.
You're totally right.
But well, we should get it correctly. Don't want to cast shade on Shadell. There we go. Once again, Myla Shadell and the Myla Shadell Trio. Thank you. Myla Shadell and her trio, Chris McGraw and Sujean Park. She doesn't own the two of you, but you are her trio right now. And I guess I should say her duo because you're part of the trio. It gets oh so confusing. Have you recorded?
No, I haven't. That's one of my goals in the next couple years to record some stuff.
Well, you are welcome. I did want to acknowledge Alice Dorham is doing a great job on the mix for you today of our staff, and you're certainly welcome to do something with this. We'll get it to you. It sounds great. We have time for, I want to be sure we don't overwork you, one or two more. That's up to you.
Probably one more tune, yeah.
That sounds fine. I do hope people will look for you. Two of you are known to have active social media pages. if you look for Myla, M-I-L-A, Shadel, S-H-A-D-E-L, is probably the easiest way. And I know I found your Facebook page. I think we linked to it, but I found it easily last night, and Instagram as well. And it's really, you've got a great sound as a group together. You mentioned your grandfather and Pat, and you mentioned your dad also played guitar.
Because my grandpa was a musician, right? All of his kids, so like my dad included, played music. My dad played the tenor sax, but he also like would fiddle around with the guitar sometimes. And you know, when you're 10 and you see a guitar, you're like, ooh, that's cool.
Of course. Well, you sound just terrific. Did you want to say anything that I maybe failed to ask you about?
I don't think so. I just want to say it's a privilege to be here. It's really awesome, and it's also a privilege to be a member of the jazz scene in Pittsburgh. It's, I think Chris said it best, it is a dream come true to be a working musician here.
Yeah, a lot of folks don't realize how deep Pittsburgh's jazz roots are. I mean, musicians, I hope folks that have been around for a while do. How about the two of you? Any last words or anything you wanted to say? Anything coming up? Let me go to Chris?
I'll say if one gig I can tell you about right now is that almost every Thursday, every Thursday I play with Paul Cosentino's Boilermaker Jazz Band at Golden Age in Homestead as well. Every second Friday of every month, my friends Adam Blyle, David Hansen, and I run a jam session out at Cousins Lounge in Millvale. And all are welcome to come out and play there.
Good to know about those. Both Paul is a great player and friend, and the jam session would be really cool to take part in. So we're going to find out from Myla what it is you're going to play next.
We're going to end with an original of mine called Candlelight.
Candlelight. So once again, and our pleasure to have them here today. Chris McGraw, Sujean Park, and Myla Shadel, the Myla Shadel Jazz Trio. Thank you again. What a great sound. I hope you enjoyed hearing them. Myla Schadl, Chris McGraw, and Sujin Park. Look for them at Golden Age Brewing in Homestead, June 22nd, 6 to 9 p.m. And at the South Park Amphitheater, opening for the Django All-Stars on June 21st. Here's another Pittsburgher, Tom Briding.
I once stood up on this mountain. Blue sky over me. I looked out on the horizon. Far as I could see. When the wind blew down the hollow, I swore I heard my father say, who you are is where you come from. I never will forget that day. Somewhere down in this valley I was born. No silver spoon, no silver cup. This old house in these clothes my father wore. Still living right here where I grew up. Tell you how I lost my daddy. Well, I'm guessing I was 5. I heard my mama crying. When the news come from the mine, they say lightning struck the tram rail. Set that spark a mile below. Hey, there ain't no way of telling. When it's a miner's time to go. Somewhere down in this valley I was born. No silver spoon. Silver cup. This old house in these clothes my father wore. Still living right here where I grew up. Granddad, he took a bullet from a thug. As he marched home from Logan County, where the Union broke in 21. They can blast the top right off this mountain. Tunnel to the fires of hell. But they can't erase my family's legend. Redneck miner who had fell. Somewhere down in this valley I was born. No silver spoon, no silver cup. This old house in these clothes my father wore. Still living right here where I grew up. I hope it's true what church folks say about a place for all good souls. 'Cause they'll bury me the very day I shovel my last load of coal.
A little feller, ping pong table in the cellar. Every night just after dinner, he used to let me be the winner. The ones that could get over the net, he'd pretend like he could not get. Deliberately he hit them wide and only barely missed the side. And everything he'd hit real soft, but he would turn it on and off just to show me that he could. He'd almost hit one through the wood. My daddy was a champion. Me, I was his only son. He taught me everything he knew, and I've shown him a thing or two. He played the ball with lots of spin, taught me how to serve like him. I was 11, maybe 10, starting to play a little better then. But then I started talking trash. Finally, he'd met his match. 16, maybe 17. Taught as a net that was between us. And he'd slam one, and I'd slam one. He'd slam one, and I'd slam one. And he'd slam another, and I'd slam another. Back and forth, attacking each other. And it was spinning, counterspin. Neither could let the other win. Things would never be the same when I learned him at his game. Now we play like gentlemen, volley back and forth again. Neither of us keeping score, we don't need to anymore. Now I don't want to slam at all, don't want him to have to chase the ball. Let's just keep this thing in play, that's the whole point anyway.
Two tunes for Father's Day. I hope you enjoyed them both. Tom Broding, My Father's Clothes, and Chuck Brodsky, The Point, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm going to try to sneak in as much of this one as we can.
In places where there's no TV on, you know? Sort of miss the old days sometimes. You know, you got your hockey game going here. You got your pro wrestling over here, you know?
It's a modern man.
But now with a...
The song is called Mo. Thanks to all of our guests today.
George Wurzbach.
Myla Shadle and her trio. Pittsburgh Youth Chorus.
Which really annoys him.
Also, thank you.
I mean, it gives him an opportunity to see how he looks through my eyes.
To Jarrell Sims and Sloan Davidson of World Refugee Day.
This is an absolutely true story. God's
we'll look for you again next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Oh, aren't you brave?
Good night. trust me, you didn't miss anything in that intro. Here's the group known as Modern Man.
Back in Brooklyn, when I was 10, as if to prove that we were men, my friends and I would trash each other's family. We were morons, I know that now. I let them call my mom a cow, but somehow that measured my virility. And then one day they threw a curve. They struck a raw nerve and found the shameful secret I had kept. But I took it like a man. I stood my stand. And then I wept, 'cause when your father looks like Mo, you know, the guy from the Three Stooges, life can be so cruel. In school I was a sitting duck. Behind my back I heard nyah, nyah. And if that wasn't bad enough, sometimes they'd bop my nose. To look at me you might conceive, more likely my father looked like Curly. But no, he looked like Mo. La 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 la. La la la. La la la. La la. I asked my father straight out one day why he chose to look that way. His shiny jet black hair cut like an Eskimo. And though I'd hoped his reply would be some father-son philosophy, all he said to me was, "Who the heck is Mo?" And I said, "Dad, it's me." They tease, "I'm begging you, please, could you wear your hair more normally?" And there we stood, both eye to eye, guy to guy. And he said, "Certainly. 'Cause when your father looks like Mo, you know, the guy from the Three Stooges, life can be so cruel." But he marched off to the barber chair. He kept his word, he cut his hair. And you would think that then and there I'd have been content. But damn if that was not the year they signed up a replacement in the lineup. And yeah, you guessed, my father looked like Shemp. La 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 la. La la la. La la la. La la. La 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 la. La la la. La la la. La la. They signed up a replacement in the lineup. And yeah, you guessed, my father looked like Shemp. La 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 la. La la la. La la la. La la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
La la la. This is the only part I know of this song.
La la.
A wise guy, huh?
Thank you very much. I mean that. I really mean that.
You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock.
Here they come, warming up. I hear the pitter patter of little people on the living room rug. Woe is me. There goes the TV.
Now it's Popeye and Pluto, Batman and Bozo. Don't spill the cornflakes, they'll break at lunch break. Home from the office, why did I stop to have a beer with the boys? Now my head's about to pop, it's Saturday morning confusion. If you think you can sleep, it's illusion, cause you probably get a rude intrusion from Harry the dog. Harry the dog is as big as can be, and Harry the dog had puppies last week. We couldn't tell if it's a he or a she, now we know. It's a Saturday morning confusion. If I could just get to the bathroom and get a cool rag and an aspirin to help I feel. But here come the twins and they're screaming at me. What is the deal? Who turned off the TV? Go ask your mother and quietly your daddy is ill. There he is, Cousin Jack. You got the leaf rake too, kid, that's it, till I get it all back. Hanging round my yard, snooping in my garage. I tolerate him because he's my cousin. He's nice to the kids and Harry just loves him. It's a Saturday morning confusion. And if I could just hide in the attic, cause I can hear my wife yelling, take them all to the show. I'll take the whole neighborhood to the show. I'll just walk out and back where the money tree grows. Grab me a handful and off to the show we'll go. It's a Saturday morning confusion. And if I could just get a transfusion, or maybe go hide in the bedroom to 5 o'clock. Let it be known that at 5 the TV is gonna be tuned to the game of the week. And that goes for dogs and twins and the whole family. It's a Saturday morning confusion. It's a Saturday morning confusion. Day is done, Cousin Jack. In his yard cooking steaks on a grill that I'll never get back. The twins in front of the TV, Harry with his family. Sis on her date, Mom at the door, smiles as she surveys the sight. For the first time today, the kingdom is quiet. Lord, let us thank you for Saturdays, and may they remain my friends. Cause I'll work all week long, keep me strong till they're grown. Saturday then, we'll do it again. When here they come, warming up, I hear the pitter patter of little people on
Bobby Russell road. Getting us started on Radio 9. Sports fans, it is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your salt and a swing, your cup loudly grudge, the Chetwick Institute Group for Arcology, Jay Thurber, at 12:04. Much more music time, here to put the move in your groove and dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Sunny skies today with a high of 80, clear overnight with a low of 55, and then, oh boy, the heat is on. We're going to tell you all about it when we give you a full-time forecast in less than 20.